Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many out there that are truly available to the Lord, available for use in the Lord's kingdom? My God, I tell you, having given your will, everything over to God, giving back all that he's given to us for his use. Hallelujah. Lord, I am available to you. My God, welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah to Blog Talk Radio. I thank each and everyone for coming out for the weekly word workout with yours truly, Lady T. I give honor to God. Hallelujah, the Lord and Savior of my life. I just give honor to the angels over this radio station. Hallelujah, Pastor Matthew McNeil. And Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Hallelujah. I give honor to my husband, Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministry. I tell you, it's the day of giving honor. I tell you, and I thank God and give honor to Apostle Keiko Covington, my professor at Praise Waited University, where you can receive your first degree free. All you have to do, people of God, if you're ready to get into this word of God and learn God and understand certain aspects of God and theology or whatever it may be, you just call 910-748-8408. Again, that's 910-748-8408. And I tell you, receive your blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I would like to just, last but not least, I would like to take a moment and show some love to my hummingbird sisters. Hallelujah. I love you ladies to pieces. I thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where the word is right and precise. And I tell you, it's revival time. It's revival time. It's revival time. It's time to revive your soul, to receive your healing. I mean, it's time to receive your blessings. It's time to get back into the trenches. It's time to pull on our Father. It's time to receive your new anointing. It's time to receive your breakthrough. It's revival time. Hallelujah. It's time to be restored to life. Tonight, we are talking about building the walls of Zion. Hallelujah. We're talking about building. We're talking about how we can restore, how we're going to build up. Hallelujah. Our theme tonight is coming from, I tell you, I'm excited, from Nehemiah 6:3. I mean, we've had some awesome teaching all week. Hallelujah. Monday, Tuesday. Now, guys, you have Wednesday where you can get this word and get just be fed. Hallelujah. We have tomorrow. Also, we have Apostle McNeil that's going to be on for the revival. I'm telling you, people of God, you need to come back each and every night and get a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, our theme is coming out of Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 3. And it says, "And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Will it I leave it and come down to you?" Let me tell you, people of God, it's time to build. We're doing a great work. We can't take no distractions. Nehemiah said, look, I'm doing something wonderful. I'm doing what I'm called to do. I'm doing what I'm ordained to do. I'm doing what I'm purposed to do. I'm doing what I'm predestined to do. I can't take no distractions. I can't come down to your level. He said, I'm doing a great work. Hallelujah. That's what this revival is about. It's about doing a great work. It's about building. It's about restoration. It's about regaining our consciousness, regaining our strength, regaining our joy. Hallelujah. It's revival time, people. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God has a word for the people tonight. It's time to come together. It's time to reunite. It's time to build what God is telling us to build. It's time to lean on our purposes and know what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. If you guys could turn with me, our theme is about building, and it's coming out of Nehemiah. But I didn't want to talk to you today from the book of Nehemiah. But we're going to go to chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 12 through 17. Again, that's Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 12 through 17. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being who you are. Lord, I thank you for being in the midst of this radio blog. I thank you, Lord, for just taking over this line, Father God. I thank you for leading your people and giving them understanding. Lord, let preaching be easy tonight, and let the understanding be easier, Father God. I thank you for this word that you have given me to pass on to your people. I thank you for the mindset that we have of building the church, building our lives, building our family, building what we have for God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us to understand who we are and, more importantly, whose we are. Father God, I bless your name tonight, and we thank you, Lord. As for me, Lord, hide me behind the shadows of your cross. Hallelujah. No fears, no worries, no anxieties, only the Holy Spirit. Father, speak where they can receive what thus says the Lord. Open up minds and hearts to have an understanding on what you're saying to them today. Father God, I thank you, and I give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, Nehemiah 4, verse 12 through 17, and it says, and it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, I set in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. I even set the people after their families with their swords and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. And fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, they were returned all us to the wall, every one until his work. And it came to pass, from that time forth, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, and the halberdiers, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which buildeth on the walls, and they that bear burdens, with those that laid it, with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, if I could add a subject to this particular cluster of scripture. Bishop Butler, my husband, spoke last night, and his title was, He Who Has an Ear, Let Him Hear. Hallelujah. I tell you, a great title for such a time as this. So I want to entitle this, He Who Has an Ear, Let Him Hear. It's hammer time. Hallelujah. It's time for us to know, people of God, it's hammer time. It's time to start building what we need to build. It's time to start coming together on what God has called us to come together on. Hallelujah. And in this cluster of scripture, we'll see how Nehemiah, hallelujah, how the people, how they came together, how they were building, because some enemies were trying to come and tear down what they had built, what they were trying to put together for God's people. Verse 12 tells us, it said, and it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us, 10 times from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Verse 13 says, Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. People of God, Nehemiah is trying to show us that everybody plays a part in building the church. Everybody plays a part in what we're trying to build. It's no separate buildings. It's no separate churches. It's all one building. It's all one build. It's all one thing that everybody's trying to reach. That same goal as far as building God's church. It's you, me, your sister, your brother, mother, father, uncle. He said families. Families with that sword. That's why, people of God, we have to hold our kids. We have to get them ready, because he said everybody. He's talking about everybody being ready. Everybody seeking to please God. Everybody being filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody praising God. Everybody being ready. Everybody being set, no matter what the age. Every age won't do the same work, but every age would have to play a part. Hallelujah. That's why we have to stop tearing down. Hallelujah. We can't keep tearing down the church. We can't keep tearing down the people of the church. We can't keep tearing down by not being faithful. We can't keep tearing down by not tithing. See, people of God, we have to understand, you can tear down the church in many ways. Hallelujah. We have to understand that we have to be faithful to what we're doing in church. We have to be faithful to our coming, to our praying, to our ministering. We have to be faithful to the things of the church. Hallelujah. We have to be faithful to our giving so that we can go from level to level, so that we can receive our blessing. Hallelujah. We can't keep tearing down the church by not supporting the church, by not giving what we are supposed to give. Hallelujah. God, we have to understand that we can't keep tearing down God's anointing. Hallelujah. God's anointing one, when things don't go our way, or when we're walking in our emotions or in our flesh, then we start to tear down the man or the woman of God. See, people of God, we're trying to build our ministry. God is saying no more tearing down. It's hammer time. We have to be ready. We have to be set. We have to build. Hallelujah. He said this includes everybody. It's no particular person. It's no particular thing. He said, I set the people after their families. Everybody has to be ready. It has to be a collective people. You have to understand that we have to get everybody in position. Everybody has to be with one accord. Hallelujah. It's time to build. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, and I looked and rose up. People of God, see, sometimes we move too fast. See, before he moved, he looked to see his surroundings, to see who was in the midst of him, to see what his surroundings look like, you know, to see who he's speaking to, or what's there. Hallelujah. He looked and rose up. Hallelujah. So as he looked, he was rising up, and he addressed the people. He said unto the rulers, the nobles, and the rest of the people, he rose up and he stood up with his strength. He said, be not ye afraid of them. People of God, don't be afraid of that devil. He said, be not ye afraid of them. See, don't be afraid of the devil. See, greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. See, the devil should be afraid of you. He said, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus, through the Lord who strengthens you. See, the devil should be afraid of you. He said, be not afraid of them. See, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, power, but of love and of a sound mind. People of God, don't let your situation generate fear. Don't let your circumstance generate fear, because verse 14 goes on to say, be not afraid of them. Because remember the Lord. Hallelujah. If you find yourself scared, remember the Lord. If you find yourself in trouble, remember the Lord. If you find yourself discouraged, remember the Lord. If you find yourself depressed or stressed out or frustrated, it says remember. Find yourself in a place. He said, remember the Lord, who is great, great power, great love, great long-suffering, great forgiveness, great mercy, great grace. He said, the Lord who is great. Remember the Lord who is great. But not only is he great, he is terrible. People of God, when they said the Lord is great and is terrible, they're talking about the wrath of God. They said the Lord has a terrible wrath. And Psalms 105:15 and 1 Chronicles 16:22, it says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Luke 17:2 goes on to tell us, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea, then he should offend one of the little ones. So when the wrath of God comes upon someone for touching one of his anointed or come upon one of his little ones, it could be terrible. But not only will he fight for us, not only will he fight for you, not only will he fight for me, he would fight for anyone that's connected to us. He fights for our brethren. He fights for our sons. He fights for our daughters, our wives, our families. Fight for your brethren. Fight for your sons, your daughters. He sent us to fight for them, not throw them to the devil. He said fight. So we get a situation where we may have a child or that is caught up on drugs or unwanted pregnancy. See, the first thing we do is that we want to throw them out. No. We're not fighting for them. That's giving them over to the devil. If you have a child that's caught up in the street life and all they want to do is come home, but we said, no, you're not bringing that mess into my house. Absolutely not. No. That's not fighting for them. That's giving them over to the devil. It's time to fight for our children. Fight for our families. Fight for our lives. Fight for our siblings. Fight for our sisters. Fight for our brothers. To fight for one another. We're trying to build. It's time to come together. It's time to unite as a church. It's time for us to understand who we are and, more importantly, whose we are. So there's different members. Hallelujah. He said he grabs everybody. We're serving one God, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're serving one God. It's time to build. It's time to start fighting. We can't tear down anymore. We have to understand each other's situation, understand each other's life, understand the closeness, the dearity that we have one to another. We're sisters and brothers in Christ. Once we have accepted Christ as our Savior, we all became one. We cannot fight against anymore. It's time to fight together. It's time to build. It's time to grab our swords, our spears, our bows. It's time to set ourselves, hallelujah, so that we can fight the good fight. Verse 15 says, and it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us and God had brought their counsel to naught. See, when the enemies found out that God had exposed them, hallelujah, God had informed Nehemiah of what was going on. Hallelujah. God had pulled the cover from over them. When the enemies realized that we knew what was going on, we knew what your intentions was. Hallelujah. It goes and says that we return all of us to our wall, everyone unto his work. Hallelujah. When Nehemiah found out what was going on, when God showed him, hallelujah, what was going on, Nehemiah said, no, he said, it's hammer time. He said, all night prayer, people of God. He said, we got a situation and I need everyone in position. They said, they all returned, all of us, to the wall, everyone unto his work. He said, we need everybody in their position. It's time for us to get the work done. It's hammer time. The devil is here, and he knows his time is short. He has shown up to kill, steal, and destroy. So, people, it's hammer time. It's time for us to get in position. It's time for us to get to praying. It's time for us to get to ministering. It's time for us to start standing and start believing and start working. Hallelujah. It's hammer time. See, the devil has come to destroy the worker, but we tear down his assignment right now in the name of Jesus. See, the devil, you are too late, because now we have an understanding on what we're taking position for, and now we have taken that position. We have taken our stance. We are building and restoring. We are regaining and strengthening. You should have taken us out when you had the chance, but we know who we are now. We know whose we are now. We are building. We remember the Lord, who is terrible and who is great. Great is his mercy. Great is his power. Great is his love. And terrible is his wrath. Oh, devil, you can't touch us now, because we understand we're building. Hallelujah. We understand who we're building for. We understand what our calling is. See, we understand now what is actually going on. We understand that we got to take our position. We got to keep on working. We got to keep building. We got to keep going. We can't let nothing stop us. We can't let you come and distract us. We can't come down from what God has us doing. We can't move from our position, because we're building. Hallelujah. It's time for revival. It's time to be revised. It's time to be restored. Hallelujah. We need to go back and return to our wall, everyone unto his work. It's time for us to get back to the work in which God has called us to do. It's time for us to get up to that wall and start building on what God has called us to build on. It's time for us to move and flow in what God has called us to flow and move on. Hallelujah. He said, return all. The wall and everyone unto his work. We're forgetting what our work is. We're forgetting what we're building for. We're forgetting what we're fighting for. We're forgetting who we're fighting. Hallelujah. We're not understanding. We're turning our back from the wall. We're not understanding that we got to keep ourselves against the wall. We got to keep ourselves working every day. There's no slack in this life. There's no sitting down in this life. You got to keep building. You got to keep working. You got to make sure that every crack and crevice, hallelujah, it's covered. You got to make sure that everything is planted and plowed. Hallelujah. You can't stand still. Hallelujah. Everyone unto his work. people of God, we got work to do. Our job is to minister. Our job is to preach the gospel. Our job is to heal. Our job is to restore. Hallelujah. We have work to do. We've leaned from the wall. We got to return back to the wall. We don't forget where we came from. We don't lost where our first love is. We don't understand what's going on. We know that we had the connection, but for some reason we don't feel it anymore. It's because we're no longer working. We haven't returned to the wall. We understand that we love God, but we feel a little broken. We don't feel like our prayers are getting through. We don't feel like things are moving the way they used to move. We don't feel like we're flowing the way we used to flow. Hallelujah. It's time to return to the wall. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to get started back on your work. Hallelujah. You know what you were called to do. You know who God is to you. You know what your assignment is. You know what your destiny is. You know what your purpose is. Everyone is work. Hallelujah. We've got to return all of us to the wall. Each and every person under the sound of my voice. Everyone unto his work. We've been not working too long. We've been slow for too long, or COVID has caused this or this excuse for that. No. God is saying, it's time to build. Hallelujah. If he ain't stopped working, then we don't stop working. Hallelujah. God, Rabu Shiki. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Return us all to the wall. Everyone unto his work. Verse 16 goes on to say, and it came to pass from that time forth. Okay, hallelujah. And it came to pass from the Harabushi, from that time forth. Hallelujah. See, from that time forth, means change is coming. Hallelujah. When God sends the word, there ought to be a change. See, when God brought the counsel to naught, he spoke something. In verse 15, it says, God had brought their counsel to naught. During that time, at that time, God spoke something. And when God speaks, things start to happen. Hallelujah. The verse goes on to say that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held their spears, their shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Hallelujah. So I tell you, people of God, while half of them were still building, half of them still preaching. Hallelujah. Half of them still ministering. Half of them still giving the word of God, still laying hands on people, healing the sick. Hallelujah. I tell you, opening the eyes of the blind. While half of them are doing the work of the Lord, the other half, hallelujah, they're God. Hallelujah. They're security guards in the Lord. Hallelujah. While one doing the work, the other one standing God. He said, half of my servants wrought in the work. Half of my servants dug into the ministry, dug into saving lives, dug into getting people healed, dug into getting the gospel out there, dug into preaching what thus said the Lord, dug into preaching the cross, dug into letting them know what Jesus is, dug into letting them know salvation is real, dug into letting them know that it's available. Hallelujah. They just dug in, hallelujah, into the work. And the other half, they held up the spears and the shields and the bows. Hallelujah. They stood firm, hallelujah, feet sharded. They warned the devil, no devil, not today. You can't come through here. There's no room for you. I bind up that spirit, hallelujah. Warring, hallelujah. And it goes on to say, and the Habergeons and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. People of God, rulers are people of influence. Rulers are your leaders, your pastors, your apostles, bishops. These are the people, the leaders of the church. If your leaders say it's God and God said move, then you should move. Everybody should move. If your pastor, your leader say it's time to pray, everybody should be praying. If your leader says, God says it's time to fast, everybody should fast. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Hallelujah. The rulers were behind everything that was going on. When if your ruler is hearing from God, or your preacher, your pastor, ruler seems like such a strong word, but as a leader, someone that's in charge, someone that gives directives, hallelujah. If your leader is hearing from God and he's saying that we need to do this, or we need to build, or we need to go on a fast, we need to go into prayer, we need to have a corporate prayer, we need to move this direction to God, or God is saying this, you need to hear and move as they move. Hallelujah. God is saying everybody. We leaning on our leaders to do everything. Hallelujah. We're moving with them. We're helping them build. We're building with them. All of us have a purpose. We have a reason. It's time to build. It's hammer time. No more sitting back. It's no more being stagnant. Hallelujah. It's time to get back your rejuvenation. It's time to fill your spirit back up with all the things of God. It's time to get back in the trenches. It's time to get back in the fields. It's time to hit the highways and byways. It's time to build the church. It's time to get together. It's time to reunite. It's time to hear ideas. It's time to grow God's kingdom. God said, time out for tearing down. Time out for backbiting. Time out for being in emotions. Time out for letting your flesh rule. Hallelujah. God said, I'm speaking a word. And if I speak a word, change must come. Hallelujah. People of God, it's time to build. It's time to get back to who we were. Hallelujah. It's time to understand how God's kingdom got to be as grand as it is. It's time for us to help the souls that are lost. It's time for us to get in the trenches and build. It's time for us to minister, to pastor, to have revivals. Hallelujah. We need to get out here about God. Enough of the four walls. Hallelujah. When you're in the four walls, you pretty much already know God. You're in there, iron sharpening iron. Let's get outside these walls. Let's build this kingdom for God. Hallelujah. We have some working and some standing. Hallelujah. Half working, half holding spears and shields and bows and hallelujah, things that we need to fight, to stand strong with the enemy. You got half ministering, pastoring. You got the other half holding their Bibles. Hallelujah. Their spears in their hand. Hallelujah. Hitting them with the word of God. Hitting them with what God said. Hitting them with thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, it's work to be done. And there's plenty of us to do it. God saying everyone unto his work. Hallelujah. Verse 17 goes on to tell us, they which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens, and those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought and work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Hallelujah. He said, they which build it on the wall, those that were in the vineyard, those that ran the revivals, those that were ushering, those that were preaching, those that were evangelizing, those that were ministering, those that were deacons and working in the church, those that were mopping the floor, those that were doing the things of God, hallelujah. He said those that were on the wall, those that were cutting the grass, those that were keeping the lawn good, those that were cleaning up behind service. He said, those that build it on the wall. He said, and they that bear the burdens. They that bear the burdens are the strong people. You can give beauty for ashes. You can heal the sick, cast out demons. People with demons are burdens. Hallelujah. So we have those that bear the burdens, and then you have those that are laded or ladded. Those are the ones that fill the gap. They patch up the wounds. They love on you. They are servant to you. Hallelujah. He said, everyone with one hand or one of his hands wrought in the work. So he sent each one of these people. He sent the ones that's on the wall building, the one that's bearing the burdens, the one that's healing, that's laden, hallelujah, that's patching you up. He said, everyone with one of his hands, we're doing the work of God. We're ministering, hallelujah. We're giving you what you need to be healed. We're telling you what you need to come into Christ. We're telling you what thus said the Lord. We're giving you what you need to patch up your wounds, hallelujah. We're telling you what God wants you to know, hallelujah. God is good, hallelujah. He will never leave nor forsake you. Great is he that's within you than he that's in the world, hallelujah. We're giving God's word. You're the head and not the tail, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In one hand, we wrought in the work. And in the other hand, we held our weapon. With our weapon, we're binding up the devil. We're whipping that devil's butt with our Bible, with our word, with our weapon, with God's word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. I am the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. As we lay in hands and we healing the sick. Hallelujah. We're saying by his stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah. We're letting them know, hallelujah, that you got a stronghold on you. Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. See, as we're doing the work of the Lord, as we're laying hands, we got our weapon in our other hand. We're giving the word of God. We let them know where the healing comes from. We let them know who the healing comes from. We let them know where salvation is. We're building. Hallelujah. We're building the kingdom. People of God, it's time for us to get back to work. It's time for us to be working with one hand and holding our weapon with the other. See, what happened is that as we're working, because things get a little hard and situations get a little stretched and things start to wear us down, hallelujah, we tend to drop the weapon a little lower, hallelujah. So what happens is that as we drop our weapon lower, hallelujah, our work comes a little higher. It becomes a little heavier. It becomes a little more strenuous, hallelujah. But if we have that thing leveled out, hallelujah, where we're laying hands and we're speaking to the ill, we're helping out sinners, but we got our weapon in the other hand. We let them know that God is great. God loves you. He will never leave nor forsake you. He said that I will always be with you. You are my peculiar people. Hallelujah, my holy nation. If we let them know what thus said the Lord, while we're healing, while we're touching, and while we're working, we got our help. We got our weapon in our hand. See, as long as you got that weapon in your hand and you're using that weapon, that old devil can't. He ain't gonna come near you because you got your weapon. You got your word. Hallelujah. So while you're laying and you're working with one hand, you got your word in the other hand, and you're giving your word. You're giving God's word. That's your weapon. You got to give God's word, and you got to minister and work. People of God, we don't forget. We don't came off the wall. Hallelujah. It's time to get back to work. We need to have our work in one hand and our weapon in the other. And God will do the rest. Because when God speaks a word, God he will bring your enemies to naught. He will expose everything that you need to know to get the work done. Because we serve a great and terrible God. And it's time to understand that it's hammer time. It's hammer time. It's time to build. It's time to restore. It's time to be conscious of. God has work for us to do, people of God. So let's get up off the wall. And let's get to work. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your wisdom. Father God, I just pray that this word was heard, Father God, and have an understanding on what it is for us to do, what time it is. Hallelujah. Understand that we have to get to work. It's time to build. There's no time to slow down. There's no time for slowfulness. It's time to be revived. It's time to be rejuvenated. It's time to come back to who we were called to be. God, I ask that you just lay upon the spirits of the people that's on this line. Give them an understanding of the severity of the time that we're in. It's time for us to get off, to get back on our wall, get off of our horse, hallelujah, and get to work. No more slowfulness. Time to build. And we're building unto you. So, Father God, we just thank you for how you're moving today. I thank you for how you touch the hearts of your people to understand and know what you're saying. Father God, I give you all the honor, praise, and glory because you alone are God. And besides you, there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless each and every one of you. I thank you guys for coming on tonight and for sharing this word with me. If you have any questions or concerns, please send me an email, www.workout.ladyt@gmail.com. If you have questions about the schooling, send me an email. I would definitely get back with you. If you want to pray, if you want to talk, if it's a certain subject that you want to talk about, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I love you, and if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Have a great night.